Progress on the new Hopkins County Jail should pick up now that the project is in the dry. I talked about the new jail project with County Judge Robert Newsom Friday morning.
Yes, and I talked, had a meeting day before yesterday, and it is. They're inside now for the most part. They're still doing some outside work, but they're inside, and it is really going to be taken off. The workers are there, and again, we have a contracting company, but the workers are all independent subcontractors. They're ready to work. This is when they make their money for the year, and they're working hard. They're going to be working a lot of hours, I'm sure. Right now, our date to move in is November 15th. I really believe, and they really believe, it'll move back toward October. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to get into October by the time this thing's over.
One of the amazing things about watching a project come together like this is the way you have to, you know, maybe one craft has to get in there and be done before another one can move in.
Right.
And managing that can really make a difference in the way the thing comes together quickly.
Yes, and we've got, we planned ahead of time. We've got a very top company building this, Sodaco, and they know how to do it. It's putting all the pieces of the puzzle together. And in spite of the extreme rain and other things that have happened this spring, and the cotton gin at the beginning, in spite of that, things are looking really, really good to finish in late October, early November.
How many days behind schedule?
About 16. But I expect that to do be better. But we've had 38 rain days.
There you go.
38 weather days, and that's been something else. But anyway, I think it's I'm optimistic that we'll be in as soon as possible. Right now, I believe yesterday, we had 27 people in Franklin County, which is really costing this county. But I know that our judges, our prosecutors, everybody's working hard to keep them cleared out. It's just a lot of people being arrested right now, and just part of the game.
KSST News.